Asia, heat of the moment. Don't forget, at 10:35, we have David Fiorazzo from Wisconsin Media Check. The bias they found in the media this week. I want to start this hour, though, with a fun story. And this really is... See, now, when my wife and I got married, we never thought of anything like this. You see things, and this is the story I'm about to share, Jim Stingle has in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is from 1997. Have you seen these videos where they surprise the bride, the dad comes out and does a crazy dance, or the whole wedding party comes in and does a crazy dance? I actually love those. I think those are cool. Back in 1997, a couple was getting married in Milwaukee, and they came up with I actually think this is a funny idea. I don't think I would have done it. They invited, I think it's some 150 famous people. So they're getting married, and out of the blue, they decide to invite 150 famous people. This is in 1997, just to see what would happen. They invited Martha Stewart. They invited Bob Uecker. They invited, who else? There is a longer list here somewhere. Well, in fact, they invited Dick Van Patten, Mary Kay of makeup fame, Diana, Princess of Wales, who would die 1 month later, tragically, the Clintons, the Gores, the Reagans, Donald Trump, Leslie Nielsen, the whole cast of Friends, everyone at Comedy Central. And on and on. And they had all different levels of replies. Some that just got no replies. 29 celebrities did. Jack Nicklaus, I will be at Winged Foot that weekend competing in the PGA Championship. Congratulations. He replied. Diana, Princess of Wales, had only a month to live, but had someone replies. I'm sure you understand it's not possible to accept this invitation, but nevertheless, the princess hopes you have a very happy day. On the 16th of August. Congratulatory form letters came from the Clintons, Gores, Reagans. Others simply indicated will not attend. These include Katie Couric, Barbara Walters, Oscar de la Renta, General Colin Powell, Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Lauren Bacall, Donald Trump, Leslie Nielsen, and all the others I mentioned. Why do you suppose I'm bringing this up? There was only one celebrity who had his person call this couple and said, "Who the hell are you?" He's just wondering, why did you invite him to your wedding? Oh, we invited all sorts of people, and we just love his work. Any guesses who it is? Any guesses? That's it. Yeah, type something, Jason. Give me. No, Euchre really didn't reply. Harold Ramis. Yes, and after Harold Ramis was told by his person that they did this just to be hose heads, he replied, "Mr. Harold Ramis and entourage will gladly attend," adding, "We'll need 13 pork chops, 22 beef tenderloins, and 12 chicken salads as entree choices. Further, we'll need hotel rooms and limos to and from the airport and wedding. We'll take care of our own air travel. In case we don't show up, try to have a good time without us. We wish you love and luck and all good things. Best, Harold Ramis." Was that awesome or what? That is why he was Harold Ramis. He took the time. Now, because one of his people talked to them, and he realized what big fans they were of his work. Well, he wasn't going to show up at their wedding, but he was going to give something to a fan. And that's what he did. As you know, this is timely because he died this week at the all-too-young age of 69. And he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And as I said, I think he was really good on camera in Ghostbusters. Egon was... His timing was perfect in those lines. All three of them worked together very, very well. But don't cross... I thought you said crossing the streams was bad. Yeah, no, it's just... He's great. And his writing was great. And it really was a loss. But this is a rare peek into the person that he was. And it's really cool. Speaking of rare peaks, don't know if you know what happened this week at the Supreme Court. This is very rare. Somebody was able to smuggle in an iPhone or video camera. This is like TSA stuff. It was very controversial because the U.S. Supreme Court refuses to open its oral arguments to cameras and videos and microphones. There's been, for really big cases, they have audio recordings that they release after the fact. Not live audio, but audio recordings. I'm among those who believe that the U.S. Supreme Court should be open to cameras and audio, to media coverage. I think pretty much all courts should. That's my belief. They're public proceedings, and I think that's just my opinion. The argument against it perennially has been the justices will either be intimidated by or mugged to the cameras. You know which is the bigger threat, don't you? Ask anyone, that would be me, ask anyone who started covering city council, school board, and county government meetings after they put those things on local cable. Oh, my gosh. The length of time that the meetings grew was exponential. And I was there at the cutting edge of it, 83, 84, 85. It just went off the charts. Because you have aldermen and supervisors and school board members who will play to the camera. I don't think justices would be immune from that. However, the decorum at the Supreme Court is more or so than it is at any of those local government meetings. Well, you could call it the C-SPAN effect. You have the same thing in Congress, the C-SPAN effect. But I think cameras belong in there. What happened is this group wanted to protest the High Court's ruling on Citizens United, which was not what the court was dealing with at this time. And a protester did get up and start making a scene, and he was bum-rushed out. But one of his cohorts videotaped it. How he got in there, nobody knows, because I'm telling you, they really try to clamp down on this. And it's on YouTube, and you can find it at the Bader blog at the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. And if you're not familiar with the Hub, go check it out right now at jerrybadershow.com. Yeah, Jason's like, yeah, I worked my butt off on that thing. Would you please? I knew what you were going to say. You didn't have to tell me. I work my butt off on that thing, so get over there and watch it. Yeah, there are all sorts of things. And Jason is doing a great job maintaining it. Jerry Bader, you know, he works with the content that I provide and does some things on his own. So jerrybadershow.com. You can find that video right now. And it really does, I think, I don't think it helps the cause of getting cameras in the High Court, but I think it does bring attention to it. And I've been a long supporter of it. All right, straight ahead, the latest from Ukraine. And again, I have to call out the United States on this. This is just a bizarre situation to me. It's 10:16.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.